Hey, Matt, man, you lost some player points on me this morning there, buddy.
Why?
Well, you got to stand up for yourself. You can't come up with that "I almost yelled at him" crap, man. I'm straight up one of those guys who went, "Whoa, wait a minute, son of a bitch, that was my machine right there."
Yeah.
Quite a big scene in the laundromat.
Yeah, and even though there were other machines available, I had my machines were scattered all over the place. After I did my drawing, I had to go check machines that I didn't use to make sure I didn't have clothes in them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's that dominant presence. You got to be the alpha male.
Well, I'm
Jump
sorry.
In there and say, "I'm on top of it."
I'm sorry to let you down, man.
All right, I'll let you give it a pass on this one here, but don't let it happen again.
Thanks, man.
See ya.
Stooks in the morning, go ahead. What do you think?
I think that you should have confronted them and just been like, "Hey, what are you doing?" But for future reference and a little bit of advice for someone who used to go to the laundromat, throw your clothes down in front of the washers that you plan on using. That way people will assume that you're going to use those.
Well, I had my clothes. I was already putting clothes into the double loader, and I anticipated the possibility that people were going to come in. So in between the double loader and the other machines I was planning on using, at the far end, I had clothes in that front loader. You know what I mean? So there were clothes in a machine, and then they took the ones in between my machines. You know?
You should have used the ones in between your machines. Threw some clothes down in front of the ones that you weren't using on the off chance that you might need them.
Have you ever seen the floor of a laundromat? I mean, it's...
You're going to wash your clothes anyway.
Well, I know, but...
Your clothes are dirty anyway, so who cares? They're dirty. You're going to wash them.
It's already touching another...
It doesn't hurt them to be on the floor.
It's already touching enough pubes and stuff in the washing machine anyway. I don't need it touching whatever's on the floor, you know? All right.
That's true.
Well, see, Jerry, and so far people are telling me I should have at least spoken up.
Right.
All right, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Stooks in the morning, you think you should confront the person at the laundromat for being fools?
Yeah, I think you should have beat him up.
Beat him up?
Yeah.
I'm not physically... And there were two of them. And one of them had a hat that was ugly.
Oh, no.
You should have stole his hat.
I could have stolen his hat. And
yeah.
When I went back, and every time I kept going back, because I was going back and forth running errands, and I had to get lunch, every time I came back, they just happened to get there right before me. So I had to keep on looking at this guy, and he had this ridiculous grin on his face, too. You know? And you're just like, "Oh, you and your ridiculous grin getting the machines you wanted and stealing mine."
That's nice.
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
See ya.